Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
So we are looking for a volunteer from all of you who's willing to come up here with Billy and I and be pinned, that has some level of anxiety around a specific event. And this demonstration takes us longer to explain than actually do it. And it's very simple. Everyone will learn how to do it here. So do we have a volunteer who experiences some level of anxiety around a specific event?
Like if something coming up, like you have a call with someone, or you have a presentation, or you have a launch of some sort, that you may be feeling a little worried about or anxious about. Heather? Beautiful.
All right. Are you all right if I pin you, Heather?
That's fine.
Beautiful. Thank you for volunteering. Love that purple in you. Beautiful. So, Heather, can you just let us know a little bit about this event that you're experiencing some anxiety around?
It is our launch event that's happening on the 17th and 18th here in Calgary.
October, right?
October, yeah. And so it's a medley of things because there's 8 speakers and 22 co-authors speaking. And I haven't been on a stage in over a year. That's personal choice. But we've been building this new brand and we've been building all these stuff in the background. And I used to thrive on this, but I'm nervous. And I keep thinking, what happens if nobody shows? And I'm just like, come on, you know. So it's all these natural reactions. And I love speaking and I love teaching, but I've got anxiety around it, and which is weird for me. And I went through the timeline therapy with Roslyn, who just got recently certified. And it was a life changer, and it carried me through some very dark times recently. Mm-hmm. But this one's got me a little bit. It's a big thing because we're launching our new brand, we're launching a new message, we're launching a bunch of stuff, and it's big. It's just big.
And so, congratulations on doing timeline therapy with Roslyn. And what you did with Roslyn was all about clearing the past, right? Clearing all the stuff down, negative emotions in the past, clearing limiting decisions. What you're talking about now is something in the future, right? That's what anxiety is, as we've talked about. It's in the future and completely natural. You know, remember, it's our programming from when we were young children. And we are naturally programmed to go to, oh no, what's going to go wrong? Until we rewire our minds to start thinking, okay, let's imagine this going right. And that's what this tool is for. Very simple to use. You can literally use it as needed forevermore after today. So we're not saying that you're never going to have anxiety again. You will. Life happens. And now you have a tool to use to work with that anxiety to release it from your body in the moment. Okay? So I just want you to just close your eyes for a minute and just take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And just tap into your unconscious mind there and just ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, what level is your anxiety about your launch event?
6, because there's money invested and all the stuff, right?
Beautiful.
So what we're going to do first is Melissa's going to just take Heather. She's just going to run her timeline, elicit her timeline to see where it is. Because timelines can change. However it shows up is perfect for her. And you guys can play along if you want. And then she's actually going to take her on a little practice float, and then we're actually going to do the technique. So there's a lot of setup. A lot of these techniques that we teach, there's a lot of setup. There's a lot of explanation. The technique itself takes seconds.
So Heather, all you need to do is just follow my instructions. And again, we're working with the unconscious mind, which is the imagination. So you're playing along using your imagination, and however you do it is perfect for you. There's no right way or wrong way. Just trust in your unconscious mind. So Heather, again, I'm just going to ask you to close your eyes, take a deep breath, get out of your thinking head, your conscious mind, and drop down into your body. Beautiful. So if I were to ask your unconscious mind where your past is and where your future is, I have an idea you might say it's from right to left or up to down or back to front in some direction in relation to your body. And it's not your conscious concept that I'm interested in. It's your unconscious concept. So if I were to ask your unconscious mind, where is your past? To what direction would you point?
It's left to right.
Left to right. So your past is to the left or to the
right? Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And your future is to the right.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So now as you bring to mind that timeline from left to right, you notice they imply a line, correct?
Sorry, repeat that.
You notice that implies a line, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect. And when I say line, I don't mean to imply only visual, because in a moment, I'm going to ask you to float above that line. And by float, I also mean as sounds floating on the wind or floating in the bathtub or visually. However you float up above your timeline is perfect. So can you just float up above your timeline, up above your timeline, and make sure you are looking through your own eyes? And now, remaining above your timeline, just float back into the past, way back into the past. Are you there?
Yes.
Good. Float back toward now and stop there. Are you there?
Yeah.
Good. Now, facing toward the future, float up higher and farther back into the past. Higher and higher and farther back into the past. Are you there?
I think so.
Good. However you do it is exactly perfect for you. And now float out into the future. Are you there?
Yes.
Good. Now float up higher, higher and higher. Float so high that your timeline seems like it's only 1 inch long beneath you.
Okay.
Good. And now float back to now and float down into now. Come back into the room and open your eyes. How was that?
That's good.
Good.
Beautiful.
It is literally that simple, following my instructions. And now Billy is going to walk you through the actual anxiety clearing protocol.
So again, however you do it is perfect, right? Where there's no right or wrong when it comes to this work. We just trust the unconscious mind, right? We say that we are the tour guide. Your unconscious mind is the coach. It's going to go where it needs to go. Now, for this one, because it's about a specific event, now, Heather, you said that it's this launch on the 17th and 18th. So you said it's about a 6. Now, what would be, in your mind, the best possible outcome of this event?
We are fully sponsored.
Okay.
We are sold out at about 150 people.
Yep.
And the energy is high. And okay. We profited from this event versus broke even. And the worry or the anxiety around, are people going to come, dissipated, right?
Okay.
Because I know what I've done in the past with events and where we're going, but it's a new way. It's a new concept. Like, yeah.
Got it.
Multiple moving parts to it. So
this picture that you just created, as you guys can see, I'm getting here to create a picture. Right? Because remember, the unconscious mind is the home of the imagination. So I really want you to bring this picture to mind when I instruct you of what that picture is of it being completely successful. So if it's like at the end of, you know, on the 18th, I don't know, whatever time it ends, in your mind, bring that to your mind when I ask you to, and bring up like the successful completion, like you said, like the room's packed, the energy's high. We're always wanting to think about, well, what is it? What are you seeing? Like, what are the visuals? What are you feeling? Like, what are you feeling? Pride? Are you feeling joy? Are you feeling excitement? Are you feeling the buzz? What are you hearing? Are you hearing cheering? Are you, you know, like a standing ovation? Are you hearing an applause? So you want to think about like what we talk about, the visuals, the auditory, and the kinesthetic. All right. Because that's what creates that picture. Okay.
Okay.
So all we're going to do, like I said, the technique itself takes minutes. We're just setting it up. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Big deep breaths. Close your eyes. Exhale hard. Anytime we are working with the unconscious mind, we always ask permission. So Heather, is it all right for your unconscious mind for us to make this change today and for you to be aware of it consciously?
Yes.
Beautiful. All right. So I want you to just float up above your timeline. Just bring your timeline to mind there and float up above your timeline. And I want you to float out 15 minutes past the successful completion of the event about which you thought you were anxious. Tell me when you're there.
I'm there.
Good. Now turn and look toward now, bringing up that picture of a successful completion.
Okay.
And then look toward now and along your timeline. Now where's the anxiety?
It's a bit dissipated.
Hey, what number is it at?
Like 4.
Okay.
I think I'm more smiling now because I'm picturing people coming to me and saying, wow, what a great event. You know, can't wait for the next one. And they want to book calls and buy into like what we're providing for them for community and elevation.
So you're seeing, you're feeling, you're hearing all the applause and you're feeling amazing. Now, where's the anxiety, Heather?
The anxiety is like a 2. And it's just like, could this really be? Like,
okay, so she went from a 6 to a 4 to a 2. Okay, now let's bring up that picture again. Let's pump up the visual a little bit. Make it brighter. It's as vividly bright and beautiful as possible. Now, the sounds that you're hearing, like it is so loud in there because people are applauding so much that you can barely hear yourself. And you are feeling so much pride and joy and excitement that this was the perfect, most successful event you could have ever put on. Now, Heather, where's the anxiety?
0.
Beautiful. All right. Come back. Come back to now and open your eyes.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Give her a hand.
Thank you.
You notice how our mind wants to play tricks on us, right? It started going down because her unconscious mind is like, oh, okay, this is not so bad. People are cheering. Oh, okay, this is not so bad. People wanting to book calls. Okay, this is not so bad, right? And she said, we're hanging on to it a little bit, right? Because this is the first time you've experienced this, correct, Heather? You remember
the visualization of the future?
This is the first time you've done the anxiety protocol, right?
It's the first time I've done the anxiety protocol.
Because you've done timeline therapy. You've never done the anxiety protocol. Okay. So you saw how like you were hanging on to it a little bit.
Yeah. Right?
And as we started pumping it up, you're just slowly going down.
Yeah. And I think some of it was reliving what I lived in the past because we did have events that closed like that.
Right.
And so I was just kind of like remembering what that was, just sort of thinking it was going to be amplified. Because this was ours, not for someone else's event.
Hey.
No. And like, this is mine. Like, and yeah.
And so that pride, that joy, that excitement is what got it back down to 0.
Yeah.
And so that's what I want you to remember. Every time that anxiety comes in, that's the thought process. You're literally, that's why we call it clear the screen. Clear the screen from the horror show that you're creating in your mind to this one that you just created. And the anxiety will disappear. It doesn't need to be there anymore.
And I found yesterday when I was on the call with the authors and that are kind of probably experiencing a little bit of the thing too, because it's new for them, right? I had to hold that. And I had to hold that for them. And I'm like, you all are going to get clients from this. You all are going to be in a different space. Like, this is your event too. And it was just that bringing that into that own their own ownership, right? And it's not my event, and putting it on to launch a new community and to launch them as it's kind of like got a double fold to it.
Yeah.
And so, but it's different when you're carrying other people with you mm-hmm. and holding space for them as well as leading the way when you're going.
Right. So this is now a technique you can use to manage yourself and even share it with the other authors. right? I know you're coming through our 90-day program, so you're eventually going to learn these techniques in a deep level. However, this one, as you guys have seen, it's very simple, right? Just put your practice floating, do your float. Our webinar, our seminar on Saturday, the Clear the Screen seminar, we're going to dive deeper into actually how to do this technique. We're really going to give you the actual script on how to run your timeline, how to elicit it, how to go on your little first practice float, and then the actual script for the anxiety protocol, which really is that simple. This is one of those ones where there's a couple words that you just need to understand, like needs to have a successful completion, right? We really need our mind to be like, what does successful completion mean? You saw that I massaged that with Heather at the beginning before I did it. And you can do that with people and you can do that with yourself. Well, what would be the perfect outcome of this? And let me think of that. And when you do that, the anxiety disappears. So congratulations, Heather. Thank you so much for playing along with us. And thank you for showing up, right? When you show up for yourself, this is when you show up for others, right? And now you can show up for others a little bit more when you're now preparing them for this event as well. So congratulations.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.